Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus 23, verses 1 to 9. You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit, siding with the many so as to pervert justice. Nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall bring it back to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it with him. You shall not pervert the justice due to your poor in his lawsuit. Keep far from false charge and do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked. And you shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of those who are in the right. You shall not oppress a sojourner. You know the heart of a sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. The covenant on Sinai is given to Moses and Israel, and we usually just think about the Ten Commandments, but here we see how they are displayed more fully through other commandments and instructions that teach us how to love God and our neighbor. And we could look at these instructions and all these different commandments and think, well, what is the reason for them? Why are they here? It's really important to consider as in this season, in this time of history, where Christianity is asked to be something private. People are told to keep their religion to themselves. And it's also a time when we are asked to keep Christianity to constrict it to a place of prayer, to live it individually, personally, in a private way that will not affect anyone else. However, the relationship with God, it's not just something individual, but it's something that demands that we treat others as God would, that we see them with God's eyes and not with our own human perspectives. This includes faithfulness to the truth, love for our neighbor, and even compassion to those whom we consider our enemies. So in this season, God's call for us is that our covenant with Him, our relationship with Him, may be visible in our works and our dealings with others. We can't just have a personal, private relationship with God that is not shown in the world, that others cannot see. Christianity is not something private. It's something that needs to be seen and shown in our lives at all times. It must have an effect, clear evidence in our lives, a fruit that others can see and receive and perceive. In following these commandments, we recognize the image of God in others. We acknowledge they have been loved, forgiven, and redeemed like we have been. So in this time, as we are considering God's will for our lives, we must remember that He's also calling others to His love, and He's always loving and making justice to others, and not just to our own personal needs. It's also a time of history when groups in society are labeled depending on whatever political ideology they belong to. Our temptation could be to listen more or pay more attention to our favorite politicians and media and let them shape how we think about minorities, about foreigners, about people in different ranges or different places of the ideological range, people in different economic conditions to ours, people who have different beliefs from us. But God warns us, you shall not fall in with the many to do evil. We need to pay attention only to His word and His plan. We need to only see others as God sees them and love them as God loves them. This is part of His commandments to us. It's also Jesus' warning in Matthew 7:21, when He tells the people that not everyone who says to Me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of My Father who is in heaven. Our life then will not be just determined by what we say from our mouth out, but actually what we're living in our hearts and how that is showing in our relationships with others. Caesarius of Arles wrote, "You are commanded to pull out the donkey or the ox which is lying in the mud. Do you then see a Christian like yourself who was redeemed by the blood of Christ, lying in the sewer of drunkenness and wallowing in the mud of dissipation and remain silent? Do you pass by and not stretch forth the hand of mercy by shouting to him or rebuking him or stilling him in fright?" May we have always a hand of mercy to stretch to others when we see them in spiritual or physical need. May God's love for others become our love for others, and may his commandments be visible in our lives in this season of the 40 days.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.